Welcome to Afterwards, Volume 1, a collection of three grown-up children's stories. This episode contains explicit language and violence, not suitable for younger listeners. And now, Pipe Dream Theater presents The Mouse and the Cat.
Once upon a time, there was a mouse and a cat, and together they lived in a house. How about that? Together, these two were best friends, it is said, and both mouse and cat were extremely well fed. They would spend their days exploring the house, because that's what you do if you're a cat or a mouse. And at night, they would share a saucer of milk and cuddle together on pillows of silk, where mouse would tell stories to cat. This is true, and mouse enjoyed all of cat's listening too.
"What a strange pair are we,"
remarked mouse in between, lapping up milk as they shared evening tea. Cat sat back on its hind legs to ponder the thought. Were they quite strange? The same they were not.
"But there's something about our give and take, or even our oddness, that makes it much safer because, though unlikely, through thick and through thin, we're meant to be friends, or we wouldn't have been."
Mouse sat back and did so agree. They're meant to be friends, or they just wouldn't be. And back they both went to the milk in the bowl until both were quite happy and fell asleep full. Whack! Mouse was awoken by a sharp, crazy pain. The sensation of motion as it tumbled insanely over itself crossed the linoleum floor, smacking against the hard kitchen door.
"Holy shit!"
screamed Mouse.
"What the fuck's going on?"
"I don't understand, Mouse. What's the problem?"
"Cat, you just hit me with your fucking claw."
Mouse was upset. It was injured and all.
"Well, yes,"
Cat replied.
"But I am a cat. And you, my dear friend, well, you always knew that."
"But I thought we were friends."
"We are, till the end. But I am a cat, and I've told you that. It shouldn't have come as a shock, so I did it."
Wait a minute.
Mouse pinched the bridge of its snout and squinted its eyes and tried not to shout. It sat, and it thought, frozen in pain.
"So this is my fault? Cat, you're insane."
"Isn't it?"
"But..."
Well, yes it was. After all, Mouse knew it was simply because Cat was a cat. Cat was right about that. Mouse would have to take some of the blame. But now what to do? Would things stay the same? Yes, what to do now that things were as they sat with this revelation between Mouse and Cat?
"So what do we do? You've caught me off guard. I thought we were friends, but now that seems hard."
"Mouse, would you like a saucer of milk? No need to worry about who shares the guilt."
Cat pushed the saucer in Mouse's direction. Mouse couldn't help but feel Cat's affection. And Mouse did want some milk and tried to stand tall, but was tiny and scared and scavenged for all of its food, unlike Cat, who was fed every day. Mouse timidly thought about walking away.
"Are you going to eat me?"
Mouse barely inquired, with a voice that was shaky, a small, squeaky squire. As an aside, the line I've just read was not the original one that was said. It went, "Mouse tried to inquire with its clumsiness, or, as I would have stated perhaps, mousiness." But that was too on the nose, don't you think? So I took the liberty, it worked out the kinks. Now the line reads as it's read, and you heard what I said, and I like it my way much better instead.
"I suppose I might eat you,"
said Cat plainly too, as it chewed on its nails and let out a mew.
"You might? What the fuck, dude? What the fuck's that?"
"Mouse, I am a cat."
"So nothing else matters? You're a cat, end of story?"
"I won't lie to a friend, and for that I'm not sorry."
Mouse's jaw dropped to the floor. Cat simply yawned and stretched on all fours, and then after moments without any words, the silence was broken.
"That's the most fucked up thing I've ever heard."
Cat shrugged and grinned.
"There's no need to pout."
And then blithely pushed the saucer towards Mouse. But Mouse was so hungry. Cat couldn't be serious. Once, maybe, fine. But twice be injurious? Sure, Cat took a swipe and perhaps would again, but actually eat Mouse? Never. They're friends. Preposterous. Unthinkable. Like something from Chaucer. Mouse smiled back and went to the saucer. Mouse was still tense from the previous scene, but that didn't last long. Of course Cat wasn't mean. Gingerly sipping, Mouse finished the milk. Then Mouse and Cat sat upon pillows of silk. It was time for the stories that Mouse often read, and afterwards Mouse and Cat went off to bed. It was a good night as it drew to an end, and Mouse safely slept, knowing Cat was its friend. And even though Cat spent the entire night snoring, Mouse didn't wake up until the next morning. The sounds of strange laughter finally stirred Mouse's slumber. One voice was Cat's, but there were a number of voices that Mouse did not recognize. Mouse sat up abruptly, wiped the sleep from its eyes, and stuck out its head from its little mouse hole, uncertain exactly of what was to unfold. It's true, Cat was there with three other mice round the saucer of milk. Well, isn't this nice?
Interesting,
thought Mouse as it hurriedly scurried. As long as there's milk left, there's no need to worry. Mouse merrily clipped along the linoleum tile, humming a quaint little tune as it smiled, and cheerfully waved its small little paw as it looked up at Cat and warbled. But before it could finish its cute salutation, Cat swiped at Mouse with no explanation, cutting Mouse deep, and again it went sliding into the wall as it yelled and exclaimed.
I am a cat, Mouse. This is not news.
They looked at each other. Cat shrugged again, which made Mouse explode.
What about them?
They are not you, so do not compare yourself to them, because that is not fair.
And again, Mouse sat with its jaw on the floor. I mean, what could it say? There was nothing more. Nothing indeed. How could one reason with logic like that regarding Cat's treason? It was Mouse's fault, for Cat was a cat. There wasn't a doubt whatsoever about that. Mouse did know the risks, but all that it saw was that they got the milk and it got the claw. Mouse returned to its hole, and there it would stay, hour after hour and day after day. And it did. And from its hole, days in and days after, it heard sounds of joy from cats and mice laughter. Mouse grew so thin and sick as it hid all of this time as Cat's friend was wasted? Besides, why come out? What was the use? Cat would hurt Mouse again. This was absolute. So Mouse slept. All Mouse could do was try and find sleep, but over and over that laughter would creep from the kitchen so tall through the hole in the wall, and Mouse would have rather heard nothing at all. And it tried to find silence with thoughts in its head. One's thoughts can be deafening, or so it is said.
Is it something I'm doing that I cannot see that makes Cat behave so different towards me? Cat shares the milk with the mice, and what's more, they never stop laughing. I'm not keeping score, but Cat never laughs like that when it's just us. Am I not as funny, or witty, or what? I feel less important, but I shouldn't compare. Cat loves those mice, and for me, doesn't care.
Time passed. Thinner, sadder, more detached Mouse became, but the pain and confusion were only in vain. Mouse thought it would cease, that time heals all wounds, but there was no peace, and time only looms. He thought it would... Mouse really thought that it could move on, and tirelessly tried, but was always proved wrong. It wished somehow the pain would dissolve and the confusion become less important to solve. Tried as it might to block out the noise of these four newfound friends in which Mouse had no choice, until one day, nothing. No sound at all. And then out of the silence.
Mouse?
Cat gently called. Mouse cautiously peeked out its small, tired head from the hole in the wall to hear what Cat said. Cat, with its bright, shining eyes sitting there, looked down upon Mouse, who tried not to be scared.
Mouse, I was worried, you small, silly goose.
Mouse's voice barely came out from long lack of use.
Worried?
The question implied Mouse's distrust.
Of course, and look, I've got milk for us.
It'd been so long since Mouse ate a thing, and the offer at hand was really tempting. Mouse crawled out a bit, but was weak to the core. It couldn't stand up and fell to the floor. Cat quickly reacted and sprinted across the linoleum tile and pushing the saucer of milk to its friend in the hole in the wall, not wanting to startle or scare Mouse at all. Cat softly stepped back and waited to see if Mouse would come out for something to eat.
Here you go, Mouse,
Cat kindly said, but Mouse took a step back with caution instead. Mouse was still anxious, and holding Cat's gaze, realized that Cat didn't really seem fazed. So Mouse reluctantly started to drink, still suspicious of Cat. Not once did Mouse blink.
"I've missed you, Mouse,"
Cat seemed to confess, with a genuine air that was hard to repress.
"I've missed you too."
Mouse couldn't hide it. It bit both its lips, but its smile just widened.
"Tell me a story, or even a few."
Cat always loved Mouse's stories, it's true, and Cat was already stretched out on the floor.
"But I didn't think that you cared anymore."
"What?"
Cat sat up and responded with pleasure.
"You are my buddy. You will be forever."
"Always?"
"I'm certain. It's you and it's me. Now tell me a story while I fall asleep."
And Mouse did. Cat closed its eyes and started to purr as the story was told, and then afterward, Mouse took a few sips more of the milk and curled up to Cat on the pillow of silk. Mouse felt safe and warm as they snuggled together. Cat was its friend and would be forever. For a cat that won't eat a mouse is the safest of friends, and Cat wanted Mouse as its friend to the end. Mouse awoke screaming and tortured in pain. Was this just a nightmare or all in its brain? The wind was knocked out of its small, fragile chest. Its heart pounded rapidly inside its breast. It looked up at Cat, who had ravenous eyes. Blood dripped from its fangs as it tasted demise. Then Mouse looked down at what it thought was a gash, but actually Cat had bit Mouse in half. Juices spurted over the linoleum floor. Veins were still pumping. It was all guts and gore. Its legs started twitching as if trying to flee with a chaotic rhythm and frightening beat. Cat was relentless and hissed and slashed as it swiped the discarded and foul lower half of poor Mouse, who couldn't conceive it and tried to reach out as if to retrieve it. Which, of course, did simply not work. Mouse looked back at Cat, who sat and smirked, and licking its chops and snorting, it beckoned for the taste of more mouse. Cat was ready for seconds. Mouse knew the pain each move would inflict, but it mustered the strength and violently flipped onto its stomach like a fish on the shore. It writhed and it wriggled and tried to ignore that just one step behind it. Cat creepily crawled. Time moved so slowly. Paused was the brawl as Mouse tried to reach the hole in the wall by dragging its body, although it was mauled. Finally, Mouse could move no more. Cat, with its claw, pinned Mouse to the floor. A pool of mouse fluid started to drown it. The darkness caved in and coldness surrounded. Mouse coughed and sprayed blood as it tried not to choke and released all its pain, but its heart was still broken. Its eyes filled with water, these strong, salty tears Mouse couldn't hold back, assaulted by fears. It stretched out its hand towards its tiny mouse home, just inches away, the throw of a stone. If Mouse had just reached that shadow of cover, the story would differ. Mouse wouldn't have suffered. Alas, Mouse did not. And so in the end, Mouse struggled to turn and look up at its friend.
"Why?"
Cat simply grinned and gave Mouse a pat.
"Because I am a cat. You always knew that."
Thank you for joining us for The Mouse and the Cat, starring Kim Casey as Mouse, Liz Muller as Cat, and Alex Parrish as the narrator. Music and story by C.E. Simon. Screenplay by Liz Muller. If you've enjoyed your time, please tell a friend. If you'd like to help with the creation of projects like this, please visit our Patreon page at patreon.com/pipedreamtheater. Coming up next, The Conversation Afterwards, a follow-up discussion on the mental health issues present in each episode of Afterwards. We delve into the feelings and experiences of the characters and how they relate to our everyday lives, while offering a bit of comedy, love, and support. Be good to each other all the days of the year. We'll see you afterwards.